Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, February 13th. Currently with fair skies, it is 27 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is west at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.98. The dew point is 23 degrees. And the current wind chill is 18 degrees. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Authorities continue investigating a case of criminal use of a financial card and theft.
In late January, the Garden City Police Department was contacted by the First Baptist Church and learned that an individual had been using the church's debit card and the church was missing approximately $100,000. 36-year-old Manuel Terrazas of Garden City was identified as the suspect. Last Tuesday, Terrazas was arrested and was lodged in the Finney County Jail on 162 counts of criminal use of a financial card and 162 counts of theft. I'm J.P. Bazette.
Hutchinson police said a man is in custody on suspicion of attempted first-degree murder following a shooting Friday on East 4th Avenue. Police said the suspect and the victim were acquainted with each other, and they believe the shooting was premeditated. The suspect was taken to Reno County Jail. Officers said a juvenile girl was taken into custody on suspicion of possession of marijuana, and the investigation is ongoing. Tips are welcome in Hutchinson. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Is your life affected by someone else's gambling? If your answer is yes or you have more questions, Gammonon is there for you. Gammonon helps family members, friends, and those affected by a compulsive gambler find answers and strategies for dealing with the finances, debts, and strained relationships caused by gambling. Visit gam-anon.org for the national meeting list. Come to a meeting whether or not the gambler in your life seeks help or even recognizes that there is a gambling problem. For more information, go to gam-anon.org.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Supported by dozens of his fellow representatives, Representative Vic Miller introduced a cannabis amnesty bill that would essentially decriminalize marijuana statewide. House Bill 2363, sponsored by Miller, a Topeka Democrat, along with 34 other representatives, would release anyone convicted for marijuana-related offenses from their sentence, and it would allow the expungement of marijuana-related convictions and arrest records from Kansas records, and the bill would go into effect on July 1st of 2023. The bill stipulates that anyone serving probation, parole, prison, or jail sentences, along with other marijuana-related sentencing, would be immediately released with their arrest records and marijuana convictions expunged and purged from all applicable state and federal systems. Miller said it doesn't legalize it per se, but it eliminates the serving of a sentence punishment, and Miller sees the legislation as something of a remedy to the legislature's lack of action on marijuana legalization. While the bill's fiscal note isn't up yet, Miller said it could significantly reduce prosecution expenses, as in and of itself, it would save, in his mind, probably tens of millions of dollars related to those prosecutions and those incarcerations. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have discussed medical marijuana legalization following months of information gathering on the structure, taxation, and other processes by a special committee. A common fear is that new legalization bills will suffer the same fate as the Senate Bill 560, which would have allowed for the cultivation, distribution, processing, dispensing, and purchase of marijuana and paraphernalia. The Kansas House approved medical marijuana legalization in 2021, but SB 560 died in committee during the previous legislative session, with Senate President Ty Masterson saying that school funding issues were a higher priority. The bill has been placed in the House Corrections and Juvenile Justice Committee, and Committee Chairman Representative Stephen Owens, a Heston Republican, said he needed to review the bill before making any comments. Missouri legalized recreational marijuana in a November vote, with the product potentially available to purchase as early as this month. Kansas is one of three states left with no form of marijuana, medical or recreational, legalized. And the other two states are Idaho and Nebraska. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development wants you to share your thoughts on internet connectivity in your neighborhood to help them build the future of the internet in Kansas. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development recognizes the importance that digital connectivity plays in thriving and growing communities, and they know they have improvement areas along with success stories. They would like to hear from you and your neighbors regarding connectivity, access, and internet opportunities that exist when connecting all Kansans. You can join their team as they embark on an 8-region state listening tour, as they want to hear your voice as they shape the state digital equity plan and 5-year strategic broadband action plan. They said they hope to hear from communities about internet access, availability, public access, inclusive design, adoption, speeds, safety, privacy, digital skills training, devices, and much more. And during the week of April 3rd, they'll be traveling to Oberlin, Oakley, and Goodlin. This is an open meeting, and if you need an accommodation to help you participate, you can contact Corinthian Kelly within 10 days at 316-978-6530. Last week, Governor Kelly outlined for Kansas Farm Bureau members the administration's rural policy agenda by emphasizing a commitment to securing a water supply to sustain agriculture production without imposition of government mandates. Kelly said if we want family farms to be passed on to the next generation, they must act now. She said they'll make additional investments to work with producers and irrigators to ensure water quality and quantity. However, everyone knows that funding is not enough, as there needs to be a broad-based agreement to improve practices and adopt new technology so they can protect farming and rural life. Governor Kelly said in an interview that she was committed to a collaborative process of reform that didn't feature water management mandates. She said the best approach would be to build consensus on a strategic plan for water conservation. The Ogalla Aquifer beneath Kansas and a prolonged drought has led to anxiety about the water supply, and Kelly said she doesn't think mandates work particularly well, so she's committed to bringing producers and other stakeholders to the table to ensure a clean, abundant water supply for Kansas's children and grandchildren and beyond. She added that it's important that Kansas farmers, including family farmers, are best part of every budget decision and every policy change. Agriculture is the largest industry in Kansas and supports more than 250,000 jobs. Kansas was the nation's top producer of sorghum and winter wheat production and ranked third in cattle production. And exports surpassed $5 billion for the first time in history as agriculture businesses continued to expand in Kansas. In Nebraska news, at approximately 7:49 p.m. on Sunday, 39-year-old Richard Grant escaped from the work ethic camp in McCook. According to authorities, Grant was with a staff member and two other inmates emptying trash in the north parking lot when he took off running. Local law enforcement and the Nebraska State Patrol have been notified. Grant is described as a 5'10" Native American man weighing 185 pounds with brown hair and brown eyes. Grant was sentenced to 29 to 44 years for charges out of Lancaster County that included manslaughter, assault by a confined person, and felon in possession of a deadly weapon. He started his sentence on November 15th of 2005, and his tentative release date is November 18th of 2029, and he has a parole hearing scheduled for July 2023. Anyone with knowledge of his whereabouts is asked to contact local authorities or the Nebraska State Patrol, and if you do see him, do not approach him. Instead, call 911. Two employees for Beatrice Fire and Rescue are back home from the hospital after being injured in a crash in Southeast Lincoln. The department reported that a vehicle failed to yield to one of its ambulances at an intersection early Sunday morning while it was transferring a patient to Lincoln. The ambulance was totaled in the crash, and Beatrice Fire and Rescue said that both employees, hurt, will be back at work soon, though they will not give an update on the patient that was being transferred to keep their information private. There has been no word on the condition of the driver of the other vehicle that was involved. The Hebron Fire Department said it responded to a rollover crash on Highway 81 on Thursday night where 8 cows died, but dozens were saved. A semi from South Dakota and its trailer were found flipped on the highway, and 57 cows were trapped inside. Firefighters, assisted by local ranchers and a towing company, managed to save 49 of the cows after 3.5 hours of work. And people in the area also came out with portable pens and extra trucks to help corral the surviving cows. Officials think the truck went around a curve too fast, resulting in the crash, and the fire department said the driver was okay and only suffered a few scrapes. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Wall That Heals will be on display in Great Bend in May, and as part of the exhibit, local Vietnam veterans who died after returning home are eligible to be honored as part of the In Memory Honor Roll display. Since the Vietnam War ended, thousands of Vietnam veterans have suffered due to Agent Orange exposure, PTSD, and other illnesses as a result of their service. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund believes all those who served in Vietnam should be honored and remembered for their service. The In Memory program enables the families and friends of those who came home and later died the opportunity to have them be forever memorialized. All veterans from Kansas honored through In Memory will have their photos and names on display as part of the Mobile Education Center exhibit when the Wall That Heals is in Great Bend from May 11th through the 14th of 2023. Larry Parsons, the committee co-chair, said they want to honor as many Vietnam veterans from Kansas as possible. So if your loved one served in Vietnam, returned home, and later died, they want to be able to proudly display their name and photo in their community. They're asking for the public's help to identify eligible veterans and get their applications into the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund so their veteran can be on display in Great Bend. There's no cost to have a veteran honored, and the application process is simple. To honor a loved one, you only need to complete a short application and submit the veteran's DD-214, showing their proof of service in Vietnam, a copy of their death certificate, and two photographs. Additional information on In the Memory program and the application form can be found at vvmf.org/inmemory. Fort Hays State University will host the Teacher Exploration and Employment Fair today, Monday, February 13th, from 9 to 11:30 a.m. on the second floor of the Memorial Union. More than 60 employers will be on campus to visit with anyone interested in teaching or other professional opportunities in K-12 education, and members of the Hays community, alumni, and students are welcome to attend. This includes experienced teachers, transition to teaching candidates, and students seeking their first career position. Fort Hays State University is also partnering with other institutions on the Virtual Education Interview Day on Thursday, March 2nd. The event will be hosted in Handshake from 1 to 4 p.m., and there's no cost to participate in either of these events. You can contact Fort Hays State University Career Services at careers@fhsu.edu or call 785-628-4260 for more information. The Northern Valley Junior High A-Team boys basketball team played in the Western Kansas Liberty League tournament on February 9th and 11th in Colby and Brewster. And Coach Jim Cole reported that in the first round, Northern Valley beat Western Plains Healy 55-16. He said it was the most points the Huskies had scored all season, and all five starters scored in the game, led by Tate Talheim with 21 points, and Griffin McKinney and Lucas Hansen, each scoring in double figures with 12 and 10 points. In a semifinal game, the Huskies lost to the hot-shooting Cheyenne Cougars 30-51, and Griffin McKinney led Northern Valley in scoring with 10 points. Northern Valley then played Grinnell in the consolation game, and the Huskies lost a close, hard-fought game 29-33. Lucas Hansen and Tate Talheim each scored 9 points to lead the Huskies, and Northern Valley finished fourth in the tournament and ended their season with a 10-5 record. The Northern Valley Junior High B team boys played in the Western Kansas Liberty League tournament on February 9th, and Coach Cole reported that the Northern Valley B team lost their first round game to Logan Palco 12-43. Aaron Horacek and Zane Brown each had 4 points to lead the Huskies in scoring, and the Northern Valley B team boys ended their season with a record of 4 wins and 6 losses. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having peanut butter and honey sandwich, cottage cheese, warm peas, baby carrots, mandarin oranges, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be Crispitos, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken pepperoni pasta, French bread, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, at 4 p.m., the Junior High Scholars Bowl in Oberlin, and at 7 p.m., USD 211 Board of Education meeting. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 61 and a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour, which should become south in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour today. For tonight, rain is likely mainly after 5 a.m. with increasing clouds and a low around 38. With a south wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour, the chance of precipitation tonight is 60%. On Tuesday, rain, mainly before 5 p.m., with a high near 47 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour and a chance of precipitation Tuesday of 80%. And on Tuesday night, it should be mostly cloudy, with a low around 23 and blustery, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we don't want a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday, snow is likely, mainly afternoon, with patchy blowing snow after 2 p.m. Should be cloudy Wednesday with a high near 32 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. On Wednesday night, there's a 50% chance of snow, mainly before midnight, with some patchy blowing snow before 4 a.m. Should be mostly cloudy with a low around 13. On Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 36. On Friday, sunny with a high near 44. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 51. And on Sunday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 58. Currently, with fair skies, it is 27 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is west at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.98. The dew point is 23 degrees. And the current wind chill is 18 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is hosting their 74th annual meeting Monday, March 6, 2023 at 6 p.m. in the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church Parish Hall. Please join us for a delicious meal and, of course, giveaways. Make your reservations by calling or stopping by at either branch office by February 27th. Reservations are $1. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA.
KIA in Sports, I am Fulton Castor. For the second time under Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, the Kansas City Chiefs are champions of the NFL as they defeated the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35 in Super Bowl 57 on Sunday night. For the Chiefs, this was an offseason and a season overall that did not have the usual Super Bowl expectations, as many consider this a retooling year for the Kansas City Chiefs. And speaking after the win, quarterback Patrick Mahomes discussed the offseason for the Chiefs, where so many in their own division were tooling up to try and defeat them, and how this team kept their heads up high going through this entire offseason program.
Yeah, I think I worked out a little bit longer on some of those offseason workouts. I feel like we hear that a lot. I mean, we have a great division that we play against, so there's a lot of great players that are always challenging us. I think that's what makes us so good in the playoffs. And so we knew losing Tyreek was going to hurt, but I trusted in Coach Reed's plan, Brett Veach's plan, Clark Hunt's plan, and those key leaders I was talking about that have been on this team for a while, they stepped up and led these young guys, and now we got a lot of young guys that won the Super Bowl for the first time, so how can we keep those guys hungry?
KIA in Sports, I'm Fulton Castor.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny toxic waste site. And there are millions of them, right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at rethinkbutts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
Introducing Total by Verizon, a new prepaid wireless provider with no contract plans starting at just $30 a month. With Total by Verizon, you don't have to sacrifice reliability or freedom. Get Total by Verizon and save money every month on America's most reliable 5G network. Most reliable 5G based on most first place rankings and Root Metrics first half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. Unseasonably mild weather is going to continue across Kansas today, with temperatures running well above average. We have the first of two storm systems that are going to be moving in, one of them now in the Baja region of California that will slide into the plains by tonight and tomorrow, another one now entering the Pacific Northwest, and that is going to be a much colder system that has already posted a winter storm watch. That goes into effect late Tuesday night through Thursday across western Kansas. So once again, the first storm system from the southwest moving in will likely bring us some rain. The second system is much colder and will result in snow. Our high today across the entire state in the low 60s. Rain will spread in late tonight and overnight. Our low ranges in the 30s and 40s. And then breezy and cooler tomorrow with occasional rain, even a few thunderstorms at times, with the highs in the 50s and 60s. The winter storm watch again in effect Tuesday night through Thursday across western and west central Kansas, with snow increasing in the eastern part of the state by Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, well, we stayed in the same pattern where we didn't get the trade until very late on Friday, and it was up to 160, even a few up to 161, and that would be $1 to $2 higher than the previous week overall. Now, weather issues could play a part and could be supportive to the market depending on how the weather may go. Now, it could be the same on the grain side with potential for good moisture that could be centered more in Kansas. So in the overnight markets today, we see wheat futures down 8 to 9, corn futures down 1 to 2, soybeans unchanged to a penny higher, but 9 cents off of the overnight highs for the day. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is a